Orpheus, Your Song Ascends, written by Emmanuel Merle, translated from the French by Jennifer Barber, narrated by Bill Wallach. Orpheus, your song ascends and turns to stone in the face of death. Your jaw opens on absence. In the end, your wild lament vibrates like a leaf and etches a burnt furrow in the air. Everything dies, even your song, but everything leaves a trace on the surrounding grasses, people, stones, and trees. Yes, everything comes to an end, Orpheus, the tree of your song. Each moment hangs at the edge of a watershed, frontier of light, frontier of dark, possible wests, the wests of the west, always in the distance. Each moment the tip of a branch, knots of happenstance, easts, norths, not chosen by us, for what? Tumultuous nights, birds like leaves, like small flames above the lightning delta of the trees. What knots the trunks and elbows, the branches? The horizon refuses our gaze, one eye trained on the ground, the other on sky. Orpheus, you couldn't cleave your desire from the death beyond what the gods knew. The earth is always up ahead. What do the stones stumble on? What staggers the trees we believed were motionless? Their rhythm is still yours, Orpheus, starting and ending in the not yet said. The air crumbles like rock beneath the branches' new growth. My body is time's raw nerve, toneless. Why is it, Orpheus, no return is possible, if not the dawn and the evening echoed by your lyre, Orpheus? The air clawed by trees, stoned by the bodies of birds, impaled on branches, this pressure of the light, like music before the notes begin. Orpheus, stoned to death, torn limb from limb by the maenads, dissonant Orpheus, in front of you, the tears and the blood of what's alive, join your blood and your tears. Out of what wood was your lyre made? Out of what tree? Your blood, your life, the boulder's rust, the ant on the wall, my skinned hand. I don't want to turn around. My shadow bristles with weapons.